Hi everyone, Dr. Will here, and if there's any noise in the background or the dogs start barking or something like that, please excuse me. I was pretty excited. I got an idea. I wanted to get something out. It has to do with the law of attraction, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. Why they're some of the best living examples of what the law of attraction really is all about and how you can reshape reality to fit what you want. And it's, to me, it's kind of interesting. And what can we model from these people? Well, first of all, what's common between Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump, besides the fact that they were or are all presidents? But one of the things they all had in common is when they all started to run, everyone told them they were crazy, that they couldn't do this. You know, Bill Clinton was told not to run in 92 because of, you know, the war had just, the first Gulf War had ended and the economy was picking up, and he was told to wait. Same with Barack Obama in 2008. He was definitely told, don't run now. You've only been a senator a couple years. Wait, you know, it's someone else's turn. Well, he jumped in. And of course, Donald Trump, when he jumped in and basically refused to listen to the naysayers. They had their vision of reality. They had their vision of what they wanted to happen, and that's what they talked about. So we can learn from each one of these gentlemen because they're living examples of doing what we talk about when what I call reshaping reality. You know, they keep saying what they want over and over again. They refuse to really go into the negatives or to the naysayers or, you know, that's their opinion. It's not my opinion. So when they're creating the reality that they want, they just keep talking about it till it becomes real, which is about what reshaping reality is, that eventually the universe will give you what you want. You know, it's long been known that, you know, that highly successful people will be successful in other endeavors. And people say maybe it's their work ethics, maybe it's this. They've tested a lot. No, it's just that one of the reasons, it's their mindset. They expect success. This is what they're going to do, and this is what they go after. And they keep harping on the model of success that they want. They don't spend a lot of time talking about what they don't want, why it won't work, why we can't do this, why we can't do that. And with that, they begin to do some things in their mind that's a little bit different than the rest of us. They create these little keystone habits, if you will. And what that is, you know, like those of us in the hypnosis or NLP world, any kind of the change world, realize that once you have a habit, let's say it's smoking, drinking, overeating, whatever the habit is, we talk about extinguishing the habit or trying to change the habit. Well, now the research has shown clearly the habit never really goes away. It could go dormant, but if you ever fire up those old things, you'll get right back in the habit. Why do we see people stop smoking for decades, then go right back to it, and it's like they never stopped? I know in the addiction world, the other day, like alcohol, we see them put the drink down for decades, pick it back up, and it's like they've never stopped. Those old habit patterns are in their heads. So what you have to do is not just create new habit patterns, but you have to create habit patterns that not override the old one. And one of the problems that we have is we focus on the wrong habit, right? We think it's this when it's called the keystone or the keystone habit is one when you make one minor change, everything else begins to change with it. You know, not just like, let's use weight loss, the eating. No. Okay, that's why we know it's not about the food. You know, most of the people with a weight issue, they know what they need to eat. They need to eat less, move more, put down the fork, step away from the plate, end of story. It's over. But do they do that? No. It's about some other thing. So they'll focus on the food. The food is not the issue. We have to find what that cornerstone issue is, what that cornerstone habit. And if you change that anchor, that trigger, then everything else will go, right? Whatever it happens to be. And sometimes what I see in our field over and over again in the change world is someone has success in, let's say, weight loss, smoking, something, because it seems to work with some clients. Then they write a paper or the book, and they think they have the answer to everything. And yeah, it doesn't seem to be, because every person's keystone habit might be a little bit different, you know. And so, but what I'm talking about today is changing the overall mindset to put you in the mindset of success. So when you look at like Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump, that's one thing they did consistently. You know, for years, we heard Donald Trump constantly talk about, this is going to be the biggest building in history. It's going to be the greatest this. It's going to be the greatest that. It's going to be this. And many of us would be busy wanting to argue with the reality of it. He refused to listen. He went in and he just kept trucking along, you know. And it worked. He created an empire. Whether you like his empire or not is secondary. He did it. He put the, you know, the Trump brand everywhere he was, and he kept talking about this and talking about that. And it seems to work. When Bill Clinton started to run for president, he said, focus on the economy. Let's tell them what we want to hear. You know, his big thing was, it's the economy, stupid. Focus on this, focus on this. And keep hammering it home. The people that are left behind, the people that are left behind. And he created his vision of what it should be. And people told him it wouldn't work. This won't work. You know, it's not going to work. Well, he got in and he ran and he was there for 8 years. Same with Barack Obama. He was really ripped apart for starting to run after only being a senator for 2 years. But he just kept his message true. And he kept saying it over and over again. So we talk about the law of attraction, and we talk about you have to be first whatever it is before you can attract it to yourself. Well, that's how you have to do it. You have to reshape your reality. And one of the hardest things we have to do to reshape our reality is talk about the things that we want, not the things that we don't want. But we talk about the things that we want as if they're already there. And again, some of the people near you may start saying, thinking you're crazy because you're not at your ideal weight yet. You don't have the six-pack abs. You're not doing this. You haven't done that. But you can live in their reality, or you can create your own reality. And the more we're finding out about, you know, quantum physics and all this other stuff, you know, the experimenter watching an experiment alters the experiment. We know that now. You know, so why is that? Well, we become the experiment of our own lives. So why not look at the people that have been really successful? You know, I mean, and I just use those three because I lately talk about Trump because it gets people very a polarity response. They either love him or they hate him, but it's like they're not looking at what did he do different than everybody else. Remember when he first started, it wasn't going to last. He'll be out of the cycle within a couple months. And it just, whatever happened, but it's fascinating. And why not model what he did a little bit for what you want, whether it's create a business empire, whether it's create your therapy empire, whether it's whatever it is that you want. Same with, you know, whatever it is and you know, not listen to the naysayers. Always remember I wouldn't be using this computer that I'm using today, which is it uses Word it's a Microsoft computer, because everyone knows it would have been smarter for Bill Gates to stay in Harvard and finish his degree. And I think the other guy, wasn't he going to MIT? Yes, you guys shouldn't quit these, you know, those careers, those degrees are worth a fortune when you get out. You'd be crazy to quit. Well, they created their own reality. They didn't listen to everybody else's reality. They did their own. Same with Steve Jobs when I think he left Stanford. Don't leave. No, wait till later, right? I know in the acting world, someone was talking about Jennifer Lawrence was saying, well, one of the hardest things she had to do was not listen to everybody else, because they said, finish school, do this, when she was breaking free, trying to go become an actress. And, you know, she became, you know, she's Jennifer Lawrence now. She was in, you know, all the movies that she was in. And she had to be in the right place at the right time. So we had to create her own reality. So again, a lot of times I do these talks because I need to hear them from my own words, but it's true. And the hard thing is not to listen to everybody else, but to begin to shape and create your own reality. I call it reshaping reality to fit what you want. And ignore this, you know, I'm this, and this, and you just keep saying it, kind of like Donald Trump with his, it's going to be the greatest business success in history. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. And as I'm saying that, if you automatically go to the, yeah, but no, then you're missing the big picture of a thought process, if you will. So just try this. What future do you want? Maybe start with something small. You know, I'm at my ideal body weight. I have the six pack abs. I'm doing this, and this, and just create that reality. right? This is why, now I realize why some of the mentors throughout history said, keep your own counsel for a lot of your dreams. Tell them the very few people. Because, you know, if you share that dream too soon and somebody goes, that's not true, and then you start to doubt it, then it destroys it, right? Then you can't be what you need to be to attract what you want to attract. If the world does operate in the law of attraction or vibration, and you need to vibrate at a certain level of frequency to attract it to you, you can't live in the frequency that will not attract it. You can't be the negative naysayer living in this, what we would call this type of reality, if you want this type of life. And every day we see people reshape reality and create lifestyles and lives that very few people ever get to achieve. And so that's one of the things I'm adding with my new thought processes in my basic NLP and my master NLP classes, which will be redone this year for the National Guild of Hypnotists. And I'm only going to do it one more time after that, which will be in probably November down here in Florida, but at the National Guild of Hypnotists. It will be the new basic and the new master with a lot of life coaching and some of the stuff, how to reshape reality, which is really what we're getting to. And thinking about, if you really want to make a change, change the one thing that everything else begins to change. Don't just focus on whether it's the food, the smoking, the drinking, change the habit that will change everything else. And a lot of it is your thinking. How are you thinking about what it is? And that's what it is. So again, let's model the Bill Clintons, the Barack Obama, the Donald Trumps, the Bill Gates, the Steve Jobs. You know, they created their own reality. They refused to listen to the naysayers. They kept forward going into what they wanted to create. So until next time, I just wanted to put that out there. I think it's a fun little topic. I'll be putting more out there. Have some fun, and I'll talk to you soon.